I'm Dave Kirkcorn, I'm Wheel Vice Chairperson of the Wheel Board, and I'm also the Chairperson of Westmorland Village Neighbourhood Council.
How long have you lived in the area?
I've lived in West Hill since I was 14, so 30 years now. 30 years. I moved out to Clovenstone in 1984.
How has the area changed since you've lived here?
I think it's got a lot better in a lot of ways. When I first moved to West Hill, there was no paths as such around the road, so there's a lot of paths in the area now. There's more green in the area, there's a lot more trees, and the area's a lot more beautiful than it used to be. There's not as many of the high-rise flats, which were, although they weren't too bad, they were still a bit of an eyesore. There's a lot of nice new houses since then.
What's your favourite thing about living in the area?
I love the area, I've always loved the area. I don't know what... I like the area because there is still a reasonably good community spirit. People are still involved. I quite enjoy getting involved with a lot of the community groups not so much now as I used to, but... I enjoy being part of Wheel, I enjoy being part of the neighbourhood council, but I think I like the idea that, you know, I have the countryside 5 seconds away from me. I mean, I could walk up Dunk Lane, you would never think you were staying in Edinburgh, or I can jump a bus into the centre of town and you're in the middle of town, and it's amazing. So you have the best of both worlds, really, and we've got all the facilities really that we need, I suppose, around us, if you really were at a point where you couldn't get out and about. So you do have nearly everything on your doorstep, which is lucky.
So you said you were the chair of the neighbourhood council?
Neighbourhood council, yeah. People are only shy at getting on to me about things. So, if anything goes wrong, they're quite quick at phoning me and giving me a hard time, or pulling me up the street, or waving me down in the car. I mean, there's many a time I nearly knock somebody down because I'm waving me down to try and get something done or something. So, yeah.
So what sort of topics and things does it deal with?
Most of the things, socialising around the community, getting things together. We've had some really good projects over the years. We did a fantastic Woodlands project where... We cleaned up the woodlands at Westbourne, just next to the youth centre. The Woods Youth Centre, what used to be the Woods Youth Centre. We did a massive clean up down there. We've reorganised the path down there. We did them all done. We've got a fantastic Westbourne sculptured stone down there where you can sit down and enjoy it. You can sit on the canal edge and enjoy the boats going past. It's beautiful. It's lovely in the summer. Actually, it's just nice in the winter as well. A bit muddy though, but it's really nice.
And you're involved in Wheel Arch. Can you tell me more about what you do there?
God, I love Wheel Arch. I like Wheel. Wheel's a great organisation because it does care for everybody, I think, in a lot of ways. If you've got any sort of kind of artistry in you at all, whether it be drama, whether it be the stitching, whether it be painting, or even digital photography, they really do have a bit of everything. The kids seem to enjoy coming in, and a lot of the adults that we see coming in and out enjoy the place. I tend to do a lot of more board work now rather than about the building. I'm also part of the drama group. I have been quite part of the drama group for a few years now. And I enjoy it a lot. There's a lot of people come along and it's a good night.
What sort of things does the drama group do?
We have done quite a few shows over the years. We've done Promenade Theatre, which was using every room in the building. We did all that. It was quite good. We did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which was quite loud and excited. A lot of people came along. We've done pantos, we've done a couple of serious pieces, so yeah, we've done quite a lot. I think everybody wants to do a musical, but I don't know, I'm not a very good singer. And all you do is come along. It's a good wee group. We're all nutters, we're all mad. There's a mixture of people there. We don't tend to, we like to make everybody feel welcomed, and most people who come along have stayed.
So you're also heavily involved in this project, sort of Village Voices.
When I first heard about Village Voices, I thought it was a great idea. I couldn't believe how great an option it is to let people in our community know that, there's people out there that, we are doing good stuff. There's a lot of people that do some amazing things that don't get recognition for it. And I think this was something that would be good for it. Can't believe I'm going to get myself interviewed out of it. That was not part of the plan originally, but never mind.